Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Megha Sharma, and the topic of my presentation is association mapping of reniform nematode resistance in Gossypium hirsutum with SSR markers. As you all are aware, that cotton is the cash crop of the world. Amongst the many different species of cotton, Gossypium hirsutum is considered as most important, mainly due to its fiber, which can be used as a raw material by the textile industry. However, the National Council of America has reported a steady loss in the cotton yield, mainly due to the presence of nematodes like root knot and reniform nematodes, which hamper the quality of the cotton. So the yield is decreased by 40% of the total amount of the cotton yield. Dr. David Weaver from the Auburn University, Alabama, found the difference in the responses of accessions of Gossypium hirsutum in their ability to support reproduction of other nematode. So based on his observation, we are attempting to coordinate a nematode resistant with SSRs in Gossypium hirsutum. The reniform nematodes, these are generally vermiform, that is cylindrical, long and slender, as you can see in the picture. The nematodes, they ingest the plants, they just rupture the cell wall and enter the digestive system of the plants. And so messing up the digestive system, which leads to the death of the plant. Now, these nematodes are present everywhere in the ecological system, that is soil, plant and animal surfaces, fresh and salt water, and also in decomposing life forms. Now, a molecular marker assisted selection has showed a potential to improve plants with for disease resistance, and the molecular based approaches such as the use of molecular markers like RFLP, AFLP and SSR have been exploited, have been used to exploit the cotton. Qualitative trait loci, which control the many traits in agriculture, has been detected by genetic mapping. This genetic mapping can be done in two ways: linkage analysis and association mapping. Linkage analysis examines the common inheritance in the pedigree of known origin, whereas the association mapping, it examines the difference, examines the polymorphisms in unknown species. This association mapping was initially applied to animals, but later on it was also applied in plants. The first plant which was used for association mapping was the Arabidopsis. So what's this association mapping? Association mapping in complex pedigree population relevant for plant breeding could be useful for detecting a higher number of QTLs than in F2 and recombinant inbred lines. So the objective of the current study is to illustrate the potential of association mapping in allotetraploid cotton. Now, if we find out the association mapping, we can improve the cotton fiber quality. So so here's the thing. For the study, I have used a population of 200 Gossypium hirsutum accessions from the USDA collection. And the genomic DNA was obtained from the greenhouse plants from the DNA Easy Plant mini kit protocol. We used around 200 chromosome specific microsatellites, and PCR was performed, and polymorphisms in each locus were assessed by electrophoresis in a vertical gel system. Then we used two softwares, Structure and Tassel. Tassel is the trait analysis by association, evolution, and linkage. Structure was first found by Pitchert in 2000, so it's a very recent technique. The program structure implements a model-based clustering method for inferring population structure using genotypic data consisting of unlinked markers. So basically, this software structure gives the population structure matrix. This software can be applied in demonstrating the presence of population structure, identifying distinct genetic populations, and assigning individuals to population. While the TASL makes use of the most advanced statistical methods to maximize statistical power for finding QTL. So basically, TASL calculates and gives a graphical representation of the data. So both these approaches are they are based on the genotypic and the phenotypic characters, and these have been implemented to minimize the risk of the false positive by integrating population structure and family relatedness within populations. Now, as you can see, this is the polyacrylamide gel electrophoresis. These are all the accessions, and as you can see that there is no band for the accession TX199 and TX245. There might be two possibilities for this: either the primer, that is the BNL1317, which is used for to show the polymorphism, is not specific for these two accessions, or these accessions might not contain the nematode resistance. Similarly, in this figure, as you can see, there are no band for the accession TX245 as compared to the previous figure. This also has no bands, but we do see the bands for this accession in the next slide. Similarly, for this primer 946, we could see the bands for this accession 245, and there is no band for accession TX119. Now, based on these observations, I prepared an Excel sheet in a binary fashion in which I assigned 1 for the presence of band and 0 for the absence of band. So likewise, 96 accessions have been screened with 13 primers. Now, this data was then uploaded in the software structure, and we got these results. In this, the K is the number of populations, and this K can be selected depending on the number of runs you want to. So likewise, in the first, its K is 1, 2, and 3, but in all these three figures I could not find any significant difference between the population, but still I went ahead and plotted a triangle plot in the software itself. So in this I could only get one bar over here, but if I could have gotten any significant difference, you could have found clusters here as well as here, suggesting that these are from the different population. So since my research is in a preliminary stage, I have a very limited data. So with this limited data, I have concluded that the accessions belong to one population, because we are just looking only for one parameter, and that a more number of accessions should be screened in order to perform association analysis. Thank you for your patience, and I'll take any questions if you have. Yes. Yes, sir.
Which one? model you use?
Which model? This is just a general model, not the mixed one. I have not seen the kinship analysis yet. Yes.
The markers,
they will be screened later. It's just the starting of my research, so I have to screen more markers to get into some conclusion, proper conclusion.
Do you have more questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.